Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're diving into the fast-moving world of technology, where developers and policymakers are faced with rapidly evolving challenges and opportunities. We'll explore critical developments in California's digital age assurance legislation, innovations in open source and Linux compatibility, advancements in AI and quantum computing, and more. To kick off, let's talk about a significant legislative move coming out of California, the Assembly Bill 1856. This bill proposes amendments to the Digital Age Assurance Act, specifically targeting online safety measures for minors, while shaping how digital rights are managed. One of the headline features is its exemption for open source operating systems, which many advocacy groups, including the Electronic Frontier Foundation, see as a big win for privacy and free expression. The bill, however, still requires web applications to implement age verification protocols, a move raising concerns because those kinds of verifications introduce potential privacy risks and security vulnerabilities. To ensure minors are protected online without eroding the foundational rights of developers and users, legislators and tech advocates are calling for a careful and nuanced approach. Regulators are walking a tightrope, safeguarding young users from online harm on the one hand, while not undermining privacy, open source collaboration, or innovation on the other. It's clear that as digital regulations like this evolve, every group must be vigilant to maintain that delicate balance. Now, shifting from legislative news to tech advancements, let's look at exciting progress in the open source landscape, especially for Linux and cross-platform integration. Microsoft has taken a game-changing step by integrating core Linux utilities directly into Windows. Tools like LS, grep, and CP, which are now available without the need for compatibility layers. That means developers who previously had to juggle distinct workflows now have seamless access to vital commands for scripting and automation between Windows and Linux environments. This move not only speeds up development, but also makes it easier to run Linux-dependent AI projects natively on Windows devices. For anyone working on state-of-the-art AI or managing diverse infrastructure, that cross-platform compatibility unlocks efficiency and collaboration. Hardware advances are coming thick and fast as well, with Qualcomm spearheading Linux compatibility on ARM devices by adapting the Lenovo Yoga Slim 7X Gen 11 for Linux use. That's a big leap forward for ARM portability, meaning more users can enjoy a streamlined Linux experience on modern, ultra-thin laptops designed for mobility and performance. In the gaming space, Canonical has rolled out a Steam Snap for ARM64, signaling that even the alternative gaming ecosystem is evolving quickly. This highlights growing confidence among companies to invest in open-source software, particularly for gaming, which has long been a sticking point for Linux adoption. Meanwhile, AMD has confirmed upcoming support for HDMI 2.1 fixed-rate link in Linux. This update aligns with top-tier distributions like Ubuntu and will finally bring cutting-edge graphics and display features to Linux desktops. Now, when gamers, streamers, and content creators run multi-display or high-refresh setups, Linux is finally going toe-to-toe with Windows on features. These kinds of advancements indicate a genuine push from hardware vendors to embrace open platforms and expand accessibility for both professionals and everyday users. On the productivity front, there's more momentum coming from Europe, where Tuta, a privacy-focused email and calendar provider based in Germany, has joined the EuroOffice Coalition. The goal is an open-source, web-based document suite that can rival legacy Office solutions while delivering robust user privacy and control. Driven by both commercial and government demand across the continent, this effort is seen as a direct response to the overwhelming dominance of proprietary platforms in Office productivity. It's a clear step toward building a European digital stack from the ground up, ensuring data sovereignty and interoperability without compromising usability. Now, as open source innovation accelerates, security within the software supply chain has become top of mind, especially for CI/CD pipelines. Vulnerabilities in continuous integration and delivery are now closely scrutinized as recent attacks and discoveries have shown how even a single overlooked configuration can expose millions of users to risk. Take for instance Cilium, a cloud-native networking project, which has implemented stricter access controls to prevent rogue third-party contributions. By filtering permissions and increasing transparency into the contribution process, projects like Cilium are making their pipelines much more resilient. Another wake-up call came with the recent Fedora 43 update, which inadvertently exposed an unreported vulnerability in Microsoft Outlook's email handling. In this incident, unencrypted email connections meant that sensitive messages could be intercepted, a reminder of the need for continual testing, secure defaults, and timely patching. For developers maintaining open or closed software, there is now a stronger push to re-examine every step of the build and deployment process to ensure airtight controls. That brings us to hardware and AI innovation, where new computers are being purpose-built for local AI development and productivity. HP has introduced a new generation of AI-optimized laptops, the OmniBook Ultra 16 and the compact OmniBook X14, both powered by NVIDIA RTX Spark technology. These machines are designed for creators, engineers, and anyone who needs advanced processing while on the go, with AI-assisted features and long-lasting battery life. This hardware acceleration means that complex tasks like video editing, large dataset analysis, or machine learning model training can now be done almost anywhere. At the same time, Google's Gemma 412B model has hit the scene as an accessible, powerful AI for local computing, requiring only a graphics card with 16GB VRAM. For many, this represents a huge step, bringing capabilities that were previously limited to the cloud within reach of personal devices for media, research, or app development. AMD is also moving quickly with the new GIA platform, integrating AI acceleration with local compute, so everyone from gamers to business users can benefit from AI-driven enhancements that don't depend on remote servers. It's a clear reflection of growing demand for privacy, speed, and independence in how we use powerful computational tools. Another interesting development comes in the form of Microsoft Surface RTX Spark DevBox, a compact PC engineered with developers in mind, marrying serious processing power with integrated developer tools. By focusing on workflows like code compilation and AI model training, Microsoft aims to empower both individuals and teams to work efficiently in a wide variety of environments, whether at home, in the office, or on the road. These trends show major tech manufacturers are not just chasing specs, but are paying careful attention to how real users need to work and collaborate in the age of AI. Broadening the computing conversation even further, Microsoft has just announced notable progress in quantum computing with the new Majorana 2 quantum chip. This chip is a major leap toward bringing quantum hardware closer to commercial viability, boasting more reliable qubit control and vastly improved error rates. With commercialization targets set for as early as 2029, Microsoft is positioning itself prominently in the race for practical and scalable quantum computers. If successful, these advances promise to unlock unprecedented computation, revolutionizing sectors from science to logistics, and potentially rewriting the rules for secure communications. As quantum chips inch closer to market reality, there's an urgent need to think about the ethical, privacy, and security implications that will inevitably come with disruptive new technology. Now, all these developments, be they regulatory, technological, or communal, reflect a pivotal moment in the evolution of the digital world. Technology, legislation, and the open source community are now more intertwined than ever, and collaboration is vital to address shared challenges, particularly around trust and ethics. As new regulations like California's AB 1856 emerge, open source projects multiply, and AI-driven innovation reaches new heights. Developers, policymakers, businesses, and advocates have both a responsibility and an opportunity to shape the conversation. We should ensure that legislative changes don't stifle creativity or dampen privacy rights, while also holding developers to high standards when it comes to security and user safety. The success of the EuroOffice initiative and projects like Cilium show that, done right, open collaboration is a powerful antidote to fragmentation and can help build resilient and adaptable digital ecosystems. It's clear that the way forward will require voices from across the spectrum: developers, regulators, corporations, activists, and end users, to work together in forging a healthier technology landscape. Whether we're talking about next-gen laptops, legislative amendments, or the quantum future, these themes of security, privacy, and empowerment are non-negotiable. The intersection of policy, hardware, and open community engagement will make or break the next generation of digital experiences. Before I wrap up, let's quickly recap the highlights. California's new bill is driving debate on miners, safety, and privacy, while open source software is expanding its reach through persistent industry support. With Linux gaining landmark hardware advances, secure open source productivity suites taking shape in Europe, and companies like HP, Google, AMD, and Microsoft pushing the limits of AI and quantum computing, the potential for positive disruption is immense. But at every step, careful scrutiny is necessary. Whether that's ensuring robust CICD security, transparent age verification, or responsible quantum innovation. As always, Staying up to date and engaging with these issues, no matter your role, remains crucial for fostering a healthier digital environment for all. Thanks for listening.